The opening ceremonies of the Alberta Indigenous Games 2021 went off without a hitch yesterday at the West Edmonton Mall. Cassidy Hellcrow, 22, danced jingle dress for the grand entry during the ceremonies and says the Summer Games brings people together.
They give a chance to showcase our youth's talents and their abilities, and not only that, but it's an opportunity for us all to gather. There's people all across from Treaty 6, Treaty 7, Treaty 8, and it's really awesome to see our people come together and the visiting. The Summer Games bring all of that together.
The 12-sport competition will be held at different venues across Edmonton, but will be staged mostly at Rundle Park. Lila Heavyhead is from Treaty 7's Kainai Nation and is grandmother to 16-year-olds Krista Healy and Aaron Wolfchild. Both have participated in the Indigenous Summer Games since they were 12 years old. They are basketball players. Heavyhead says the Summer Games are very important. She really enjoys the atmosphere the games give.
Touches my heart when I see all the First Nation people around and hearing the drums going. It just gives me a really warm feeling that we're all together, all the treaty nations in Alberta, and I enjoy it. It's very competitive too.
Saison Goodrunning is a 17-year-old from the Sunchild First Nation near Rocky Mountain House, which is 2 hours southwest of Edmonton. The reservist participating in ball, hockey, baseball, and golf. This is Saison's first time participating in the games, and he is looking forward to them.
I should represent my reserve and have fun. I love playing baseball, so I wanted to play baseball with all my friends and family. Very interested in meeting a lot of people.
He is also excited about the other activities that will be happening. The Sunchild team is so excited for the games.
Go Sunchild!
Ava Block is 15 years old from the Alexis First Nation, which is just an hour west of Edmonton. This is her third time participating in the Summer Games. She will be the back catcher for Team Alexis in the fastball softball category.
It is going to be fun and exciting because I haven't played in 2 years for this. So yeah, I'm interested in meeting all the other teams and how it would be and how good they are and how we'll play. Then I can hang out with more people that I've met on teams, and then I can just be involved in more of our culture and stuff like that.
Block says she is excited to meet people at the other activities going on.
I'm excited to take part in all the things that are going to be happening, like the barbecue, and I'm just excited to meet new people.
Theodore Ramsey is the intermediate coach for Kainai Nation. He says as soon as they saw the poster, his community started having tryouts for basketball, volleyball, and baseball. About 120 athletes will be coming from the nation, and on Monday, the nation will be sending the buses back to Kainai to pick up the baseball teams.
Kids like to have fun. They have fun when they come here. They really like these games. These games have gotten bigger since I've come to these games. So the kids like coming to them now, and our team has gotten bigger. Before it was just maybe 20 of us would come up, and so now 120, it's getting pretty big now.
Sports is a big component for youth participating in the games, he said.
Sports is healing, so it's good for these kids, especially after this year and a half. They haven't been able to play sports or even get in a gym. So now really excited to see them play and perform out there.
The Indigenous Games will continue until Thursday, August 19. More than 2,500 athletes will compete in 12 different sports. Some of the other activities include an elders village, round dance, barbecue, entertainment stage, and talent show. For Windspeaker Radio, I'm Balika Kamikateo.